Okay, tell me your name, your full name, and how old are you?
Kai, and I am 7.
Is that K-A-I?
Yes.
What grade are you in, Kai?
4th grade.
Okay. Tell me your name, and how old are you?
Grace, I'm 9 years old.
What grade are you in?
3rd.
And Zoe?
I'm Zoe, I'm 9 years old, and I'm in 3rd grade.
Kai, how old were you when you came home with your family from China?
I don't know.
Do you know where you're from in China?
Kunming.
And are you interested, are you curious about it at all? Do you talk with your mom and dad about it?
Kinda.
What do you ask about? What do you talk about?
How I was born and how I had lots of surgeries.
How you were born and how you had lots of surgeries? What do you know about, what do you talk about with mom and dad about how you were born? What do you know about that?
Everybody comes out different.
That's right. Everyone does come out different. Isn't that a great thing? It would be a very boring world if everybody came out the same. And what do you know about your surgeries?
I had a lip surgery, I had a neck one, an ear one, and I had more, but I don't know what they were. Oh, and a forehead one.
An ear one? You had more than that?
I had 12 surgeries. 12.
You must be so brave. You had 12 surgeries and you're 7 years old. Are you very, very brave?
Yes.
Do you remember any of your surgeries or recovering from any of them?
Mm-mm.
How do you feel today? Anything bother you or are you the healthiest guy in San Antonio?
I feel healthy.
That's awesome. Is there anything that you would like to tell other kids about being adopted or being from China or being a kid who's had a lot of surgeries? Do kids ever ask you questions about any of this?
Some do, but most people don't.
And when they ask questions, what do they ask?
They ask about my ears, and that's it. People talk about my ears a lot.
People talk about your ears a lot? Mm-hmm. Because one ear looks a little bit different from the other. They both look really good, but they're not exactly the same. And when people ask you about your ears or talk about your ear, how does that feel for you?
Good.
What do you tell them when they ask you questions? Like, what do they ask you about your ear?
They talk about how many surgeries and more stuff, but I forgot.
Do you mind when they ask you about your ear? Does it bother you or is it okay?
It's okay.
Good for you. So when they ask you, do you usually answer them or does your mom or dad answer them?
My mom and dad and them.
Okay, well, listen, you have been an awesome interview. Thank you very much. Who's going next? Okay, Zoe, you're going next? Okay, Zoe. So, do you remember when you came home from China? How old were you?
I don't know.
Do you know where you're from in China?
Guangzhou.
You're from Guangzhou? That means you're from Guangdong province. That's where my daughter is from. And are you curious at all about China? Do you guys talk about Chinese stuff?
No.
You're
Chinese.
You don't like Chinese. You're not interested in Chinese stuff? How come?
Because it's so hard to speak Chinese.
It is hard. It's hard to learn at first. But you know something? I'll tell you after a bit, it's not quite as hard as you think. It's at first it is. Do you think you might ever want to learn to speak it?
No.
Do you ever want to go visit China?
Yes.
How old would you like to be when you go visit China, do you think?
10.
That's a good age. What would you like to do when you visit China? Why would you like to visit?
Because when I was born, there was in Guangzhou, there was like fish and birds in this kind of place. I don't know what it's called.
And you want to go see that place?
Yes.
So it would be kind of cool to explore where you were born. Not sure? Do you celebrate any of the Chinese holidays, like Chinese New Year or the Moon Festival?
Yes.
What's your favorite?
Chinese New Year.
Chinese New Year. That's a big, big holiday in China. That's like Christmas in China. Everybody goes home. Everything kind of stops. Everybody takes vacation. What's it like to have a little brother?
I don't like to have a brother because he's always bossy. He's always bossy. He fights at me. He fights back.
He's bossy and he fights back? Isn't it kind of two against one, though?
Yeah, whenever I draw, he tries to make me mess up.
Do you try to make your sister mess up when she draws?
No.
He did it today? Did he mess you up when you were making a My Little Pony?
Yes, but I made it into something. I made it into a rock.
That's the spirit, Zoe. You guys don't look like you're mad at each other. You actually kind of look like you have a good time together. Do you sometimes have fun with your little brother?
Yes.
When it's fun, what do you do?
I just play around, run around, and be careful to not crash into anything.
What's it like to have a twin sister?
Yeah, except she always messes up my room.
Who's the messier one? Who's the neater one?
I'm the neater one. So my brother is... No, so I listen to what my mom says, and Gracie's a sassafras.
I see. And do people ask you about being from China or being adopted? Do other kids ever ask you any questions?
No.
No. Well, that's pretty good. And can I go over here and talk to Sassafras for a minute? Grace, so tell me about your coming home from China. Do you remember anything? Do you have any interest in it? Do you ever talk about it with your mom?
No.
No, no, and no? Do other kids ever ask you about being adopted or being Chinese or why don't you look like your mom? Any of those kind of pesky, nosy questions?
No.
Well, that's pretty good. What's it like to have a little brother?
Bossy.
He's bossy? Yes. And what's it like to have a twin sister?
Good.
Sort of.
What's good about it?
Because she has long hair.
You describe me.
What's bad about it? Anything?
What's bad about Zoe? She demands me. She calls me Zoe Camamo.
She commands you. I see. Okay. Is there anything you would like to say for this interview? Anything particular you would like to share or talk about?
People at school say I'm a good drawer. They want me to draw it for them. My mom says no.
Well, I want to thank you guys for talking to me.